So with that,
con eso,
let's go to the Word of God.
Vamos a la palabra
de Dios. Stand with me just a couple of scriptures in Matthew chapter 5.
Mateo 5.
Verses 38 to 42. Okay, and you have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
Oíste que fue dicho, ojo por ojo y diente por diente.
Okay, but I say unto you,
pero yo os digo,
that you resist not evil.
No resistéis al que es malo.
Well, that's easy to talk about until evil comes your way.
Fácil de hablar acerca de ello hasta que el mal viene a usted.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Then you're put on trial.
Entonces usted es puesto en juicio.
And it's a whole different thing that you're facing.
Y es una cosa muy diferente la que está usted enfrentando.
Whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also.
Y a cualquiera que te hiera en la mejilla derecha, vuelve también la otra.
And if any man will sue you at the law and take away your coat, let him have thy cloak also.
El que quiera ponerte a pleito y quitarte la túnica, déjale también la capa.
Why is Jesus telling us these things?
¿Por qué Jesús nos está diciendo estas cosas?
Because this is what he's going through.
Porque es por lo cual él está pasando
and
a través
he says,
de él.
I'm going through it, and you, I want you, if you're going to be in me. And I'm going to be in you.
Pasando a través de esto y tú vas a estar en mí, yo voy a estar en ti.
Have the strength.
Va a tener la fuerza.
The courage.
El coraje.
The ability.
La habilidad.
The empowerment.
El poder.
To do.
Para hacer.
The same.
Lo mismo.
Whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain.
Y cualquiera que te obliga a llevar carga por una milla, ve con él dos.
But I keep hearing the Spirit say to me, is that, what if that's the Lord speaking to you?
¿Qué es lo que el Señor le está diciendo a usted?
But the Lord says, will you go an extra mile?
¿Irías una extra milla?
What if he's saying this to our hearts even this morning?
¿Qué si él no está diciendo esto en nuestros corazones aún en esta mañana?
And give to him that asks of thee, and from he that would borrow thee, turn not thou away.
Al que pida, dale, y al que quiera tomar de ti prestado, no se lo rehuses.
Now we're going to Luke chapter 6.
Ahora vamos a Lucas capítulo 6.
I just have one verse.
No solo tengo un versículo.
Chapter 6. And we're going to just read verse 40.
6. 40.
Read it out loud with me.
Léanlo conmigo, ¿podrían?
For the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master.
El discípulo no es superior a su maestro, mas todo el que fuere perfeccionado será como su maestro.
Let it be.
Que sea así.
Thank you. Maybe see
that. Gracias, se pueden sentar.
This week.
Esta semana.
Spiritually speaking, for me, it was very interesting.
Hablando espiritualmente, fue muy interesante.
I knew somehow the Spirit wasn't done with Deuteronomy 15.
Yo sabía de alguna manera que el Espíritu no había acabado todavía con Deuteronomio 15.
Where we were last week, but
donde estábamos la semana pasada,
I didn't know what he wanted.
No sabía lo que él quería.
So,
entonces,
it was unusual in this way.
Unusual en esta manera.
That several times in the scripture,
muchas veces en la escritura,
small words kept popping out of a sentence.
Palabras pequeñas continúan saliendo de una oración.
While I was reading and meditating on them,
estaba leyendo y meditando en ella.
Words like that.
Palabras como eso, okay.
Win.
Ganar.
Attain.
Lograr.
Let.
Dejar.
And wherefore.
¿Y por qué?
Just came out and screamed at me and stood at attention and said, look, look at me and stop and listen.
Y mírame, decía, para y escucha.
So we began last week.
Comenzamos la semana pasada.
And let's going to go back there to begin this morning to Deuteronomy chapter 15.
Deuteronomio 15.
And
la semana pasada, perdón.
As we read through this,
conforme leímos a través de esto,
I said, now we have to look at the scripture.
Tenemos que mirar la escritura.
And I was putting it on hold for weeks and weeks.
Y estaba detenido por semanas y semanas.
Until the Spirit breathed some life into
hasta
it.
Hasta que el Espíritu respiró alguna vez esto.
We were looking.
Estamos mirando
at scriptures.
Escritura
that were in Paul's mind,
que estaban en la mente de Pablo,
that the Holy Spirit used to form who he was.
Que el Espíritu Santo,
the Holy Spirit used to form Paul, to make him who he was.
Para formar a Pablo, para hacer lo que él era.
So I was looking up words, scriptures in the Old Testament about,
mirando a palabras,
don't forget this, remember this.
Escritura, no olvides esto, okay, recuerda
because
esto.
Because all through the scripture,
de todo a través de la escritura.
We have again going back to what we've been thinking on lately.
Yendo de regreso a donde hemos estamos pensando.
Help me to remember, help me to forget.
Ayúdame a olvidar, ayúdame a recordar.
Certain things you must forget.
Ciertas cosas tienes que olvidar.
And you'll be in trouble if you don't.
Usted estará en problemas si
certain
no.
Certain things you must remember.
Algunas cosas usted tiene que recordar.
And you will be in trouble if you don't.
Y también está usted en problemas si es que no las recuerda.
It comes both ways.
De las dos maneras.
So we're reading Deuteronomy chapter 15.
Leyendo Deuteronomio 15.
I want to look at the wisdom.
Mire hacia la sabiduría.
Of God teaching his carnal children about himself.
Enseñándole a sus hijos carnales acerca de él mismo.
Because they had no Holy Ghost given to them.
Porque ellos tienen el Espíritu Santo dado a ellos.
So they were totally the natural man.
No tenían el Espíritu Santo dado a ellos, o eran totalmente hombres naturales.
He was teaching them spiritual
estaba
things,
enseñando cosas espirituales,
using carnal things,
usando cosas carnales,
that somehow they could relate to,
de que de alguna manera ellos pudieran relacionarlo con.
Okay, so we'll begin at the beginning. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release.
Al final de cada 7 años habrá una soltura, libertad.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So this is what we focused on
y esto es donde nos enfocamos
last week,
la semana pasada.
And this is the manner of the release.
Y esta es la forma de la soltura, de la libertad dada.
Every creditor that lendeth aught of his to his neighbor shall release it. Verse 2.
Y esta es la manera de la remisión. Perdonará a su deudor todo aquel que hizo en prestitud de su mano.
Okay. And he shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release.
Ah, okay.
That's the end of 2.
Con el cual obligó a su prójimo, no lo demandará más a su prójimo o a su hermano, porque es pregonada la remisión, la release de Jehová.
We go down to verse 7.
Versículo 7.
If there be any among you a poor man, one of thy brethren, verse 7, within the one of thy a poor man of one of thy brethren with any of thy gates in thy land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden your heart nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother.
Cuando hay en medio de ti menesteroso de alguno de tus hermanos que en alguna de tus ciudades en la tierra que Jehová tu Dios te da, no endurecerás tu corazón ni cerrarás tu mano contra tu hermano pobre.
So we were talking about giving God the attribute of God as a giver last week.
Del don, el atributo de Dios de dar.
Okay, God is a giver.
Dios es un dador.
Period.
Punto.
Intercessor.
Intercesor.
I am for you what you cannot be for
yo
yourself.
Yo soy por ti lo que tú no puedes ser por ti mismo.
And that's why it says, remember the poor, and I'll bless you.
Dice, recuerda al pobre y te bendeciré.
Okay. Lots of blessings there, brothers.
Muchas bendiciones, hermanos.
Father God wants us to be like him.
El Padre de Dios quiere que seamos como él.
Okay. Verse 8, open your hand wide unto him.
Si no abrirás a él tu mano liberalmente.
Okay, and you'll lend him sufficient for his need.
Y en efecto le prestarás lo que necesite.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So this is the Lord's release. It's the year of release.
Es la remisión del Señor. Es el año de la remisión.
Okay, and we go down.
And
we're going to verse 15.
Vamos al versículo 15.
Why is he having them do this?
¿Por qué los tiene a ellos hacer esto?
Don't hold on to your money.
No te agarres de tu dinero.
Again, he is dealing with carnal people.
Una vez más, él está lidiando con gente carnal.
Okay, and he says in verse 15.
Dice en el versículo 15.
Okay, you shall remember you were a bondman in the land of Egypt.
Te acordarás de que fuiste siervo en la tierra de Egipto.
Remember.
Recuerda.
You were in need.
Tú estabas en necesidad.
Remember, you were helpless.
tú no, no tenías esperanza.
You remember you were in a place
estabas en un lugar
that only God could save you.
Que solo Dios te podía salvar.
Only God could deliver you.
Solo Dios te podía liberar.
Don't you ever forget these things.
No, nunca olvides tú estas cosas.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
You with me?
Esto está conmigo.
This goes all the way through the scripture.
Esto va a través de toda la escritura.
You never forget.
Usted
Paul never forgot.
Olvida. Pablo nunca olvidó.
And that's why Paul could say the things
Pero
that he said.
Pablo podía decir las cosas que él podía decir.
And how he could say, I'm chiefest of sinners.
Podía él decir, yo soy jefe de pecadores.
Okay, God gave me as an example
Dios
to help
dio
you.
Como ejemplo para ayudarte.
There's these things that God puts in the
Estas
beginning.
Cosas que Dios pone en el principio.
Okay, remember.
Recuerda.
Remember
recuerda
you were a bondman.
Que tú eras un esclavo.
Now look what he says. In
Mira
the land of
dice,
Egypt.
En la tierra de Egipto.
And the Lord therefore thy God redeemed thee.
Y el Señor Dios te redimió.
Therefore.
Así que.
I command thee this thing today.
Esta cosa hoy.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So you have an exercise to do.
Usted tiene un ejercicio para hacer.
You release, I release you.
Yo hago remisión, tú haces
okay
remisión. Yo libero,
remember, you were a bondman, you
tú
were a slave.
Un esclavo.
Okay, you were a slave in Egypt.
Tú eras un esclavo en Egipto.
Remember,
recuerda,
brothers and sisters, you were a bondman in bondage to the power of darkness.
Ustedes en ataduras con el poder de las tinieblas.
And God delivered you.
Y Dios lo liberó.
Remember,
recuerde,
okay, you were a sinner.
Usted era un pecador.
You needed redemption.
Usted necesitaba redención.
Now do.
Ahora haga.
Now listen.
Ahora escuche.
Now do.
Haga.
You remember,
¿tú
you
recuerdas?
Do.
Tú haces.
So here's the thing that
Aquí
kept jumping out to me all
la
week.
Cosa que se mantiene saltando estas
todas
las
semanas. Do to others what I have done to you.
Hazle a otros lo que yo he hecho contigo.
Do. You go release.
Tú ve y
you release debt.
Tú sueltas muerte.
Mm-hmm. You release possession.
Posesión también.
You release grudges.
Enojos.
You release ownership over others. Let it go.
Que seas dueño de otros. También déjalo
okay
ir.
Release.
Soltar, remisión.
Remember the old Recuerde words. These words came roaring into my conscience.
Estas palabras,
and we're going to say these over and over today.
Y vamos a decir estos una y otra vez. Una y otra vez. Estas
Remember.
Palabras. Recuerda.
Okay, that's the first one.
Esa es la primera. Recuerda.
Okay. Second one.
La segunda.
Me. Yes. As me.
Sé como yo.
Do as I.
Haz como yo hago.
There's Deuteronomy 15.
Ahí está, Deuteronomio 15.
Say it after me. Remember.
Después de mí. Recuerda.
Be as me.
Sé como yo.
Do as I do.
Haz como yo hago.
Remember.
Recuerda.
Be as me.
Sé como yo.
Do as I do.
Y haz como yo hago.
I released you.
Te solté.
You release.
Tú suelta.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
You listen.
Escuche.
It's doing.
Es hacer.
Now we've been concentrating so much on being.
Ahora nos hemos concentrado mucho en ser.
Okay. But this is the commandment of the Lord, and it's all the way through.
Señor, a través de todo.
Now with so many commandments,
Ahora,
God is very serious about
con tantos
this.
Mandamientos, Dios es muy serio acerca de esto.
And he means yeah you to take it as serious as he does.
Quiere de corazón que usted lo tome serio como él lo hace.
Are you with me? You don't play around with this.
Usted no juega con esto.
You don't have a choice in
usted
it.
No tiene escogencia en ello.
Okay, he
bien
says, now listen.
Dice,
so to go
escucha
to verse 9.
Vamos al versículo 9.
Beware that the, chapter 15, verse 9. Okay? Sí. Beware that there not be, that there be not a thought in your what?
Now listen. De tener en tu corazón qué? Pensamiento.
That's what he
perverso
tells them.
Eso es lo que les dije.
Now over in Deuteronomy, ahí, other chapters, he says, I didn't redeem you because you were righteous.
Dice, yo no te redimí right? Porque tú eres justo.
Because correcto you were stiff-necked people.
Porque usted era de cuello duro.
These were carnal people.
Esta era gente carnal.
They didn't have the Holy Spirit.
No tenían el Espíritu Santo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And their heart was still evil.
Y su corazón
and he knew what he was, God knew what he was dealing with.
Dios sabía con lo cual estaba él lidiando.
Yeah.
Sí.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Beware. How would you like God to speak to you?
¿Cómo le gustaría que Dios hablara a usted? Guárdate.
Paul, be careful of your wicked heart there.
Hey, Pablo, ten cuidado del corazón malo.
Beware that there be not a thought in your wicked heart.
Guárdate de tener en tu corazón pensamiento perverso.
Saying.
Diciendo.
Now, watch para what goes here.
Fíjese a dónde va aquí.
Protectionism.
proteccionismo.
We are so apt to protect moi.
Estamos tan rápidos para proteger nosotros.
And you'll get up into all kinds of fights and arguments to protect moi, me. You know,
argumento y pelea para proteger aquí.
Okay,
mismo.
Here's the release.
Aquí está la remisión.
It's at hand.
Está en la mano.
And then I be evil against your brother.
Y mires cerca está el año séptimo de remisión y mires con malos ojos a tu hermano.
And you don't give him anything.
Menesteroso para no darle.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And what happens?
¿Y qué pasa?
He cries unto the Lord, where?
Porque podrá clamar contra Jehová,
against you.
En contra de usted.
And how does the Lord take this?
¿Y cómo el Señor toma
it becomes
esto?
What?
Y llega a ser,
it becomes a sin to you.
Llega a ser un pecado para usted.
Are you with me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
So the Lord is giving this out to the people and he says, listen,
está diciendo esto a la gente,
you remember what I did.
Lo que yo hice.
And if you don't,
y si tú
it'll
no,
become sin to you.
Entonces va a llegar a ser pecado para ti.
So these things are blessing and cursing.
Estas cosas son bendiciones y maldiciones.
Now let's read verse 10. Here's
Vamos
the blessing.
El versículo 10, ahí está la bendición.
Thou shalt surely give him.
Sin falta le darás.
Now look at what the next phrase is.
Mira,
thine heart,
frases.
What? Shall not be
no
grieved when you give us.
Mezquino de mezquino
oh,
corazón cuando le des.
I
oh,
have
Dios.
To.
Tengo
I'm
que...
only doing this because so God told me to. But...
esto porque Dios me dijo. No.
God loves a what kind of giver?
Dios ama qué tipo de dador.
Okay. And if you're not giving cheerfully, you better go back and get on your knees.
Until you can. Y si usted no puede, vayas a sus...
Okay.
Hasta usted que puede, hasta que usted pueda
so
hacer eso.
We'll start verse 10 again.
Vamos a comenzar el versículo 10.
Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when you give unto him.
Sin falta le darás, y no serás de mezquino corazón cuando le des.
Because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works. There
Porque
you go.
Por ello
There's
te
a promise.
Bendecirá Jehová tu Dios en todos tus hechos. Ahí está.
Okay. Now, how many things in the Old Testament?
¿Cuántas cosas en el Viejo Testamento?
Blessing and cursing.
Bendiciones y maldiciones.
Wherever there's a blessing, there's
Donde
a cursing.
Quiera que hay una bendición, hay una maldición.
Where there's a cursing, somebody's
Donde hay una
being blessed.
Bendición, alguien está siendo
when
bendecido.
Somebody's being blessed, somebody's
Cuando alguien
being
está
cursed.
Siendo bendecido, alguien está siendo
you
maldecido.
You follow that all the way to the Book of Revelation.
Sigue todo esto okay. A través del libro de Revelación, desde
okay.
El principio de Revelación.
There's
bien?
Blessings and cursings, and those continue.
Y maldiciones, y esto continúa.
So, if you want God to bless you,
si Dios quiere, si usted quiere que Dios
to
bendiga,
bless all your works,
para que bendiga todo lo que usted emprenda, toda
then you
obras,
release.
Entonces
then
usted
you
remite.
Give.
Entonces usted da.
Okay, then you don't hold back.
Entonces usted no detiene
he
nada.
He will bless you in all your works.
Y él le bendecirá
look
en
at the last phrase.
Vayamos a
and in
frase.
All that thou puttest thine hand unto.
Y en you todo want lo God. Que emprendas.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now.
Ahora.
There's a, God is telling you, you don't have a choice.
Yo le está diciendo a usted, tú no tienes escogencia.
You remember,
¿tú recuerdas?
And you do.
Y tú lo haces.
Okay, now,
ahora,
is this really, well, why am I so much time in the Old Testament? Let's go to Matthew.
Vamos a Mateo.
Okay, well, let's find these exact things.
Vamos a encontrar estas cosas exactas.
In the words of our Lord Jesus.
En las palabras de nuestro Señor Jesús.
Jesus.
Jesús.
People abuse him and use him so much.
Gente usándolo y abusándolo tanto.
And we're going to Matthew chapter 6.
Vamos a Mateo 6.
Where he teaches his children to pray.
Donde les enseña a sus hijos a orar.
Okay. Now what's he saying?
Ahora, ¿qué
what are
diciendo?
Words? Remember.
¿Cuáles son sus palabras? Recordar.
Be as me.
Sé como yo.
Do as I do.
Y haz como yo hago.
Now watch these in the scriptures.
Vigile estas en la escritura.
Okay. Now he's teaching his disciples to pray.
Ahora le está enseñando él a sus discípulos a orar.
And he's going to verse, let's go to verse 12.
Vamos al versículo 12, 6:12.
And here's one of those pop-out words.
Y aquí es una de nuestras palabras que salieron.
It's the word as.
Es la palabra
go pedir. To verse 12 and highlight as.
Y pedir.
Okay. I don't know español.
As.
Okay. As.
As, ¿cómo? Perdón. As, ¿cómo?
Okay, now read it out loud.
Léalo conmigo.
And forgive us our debts as.
What was that?
In the same way, in the same manner that I forgive. Yeah. Now, when's the last time you prayed that? That way. Oh, God, forgive me. Oh, forgive
esta.
Me. Oh, God. Now, Lord.
Señor.
Forgive me like I forgive.
Perdóname como
no,
yo.
No, don't
perdóname.
Do that.
No,
don't.
No, no haga eso.
But what does he say?
¿Pero qué dice?
And he's teaching us to pray.
Él nos está enseñando a orar.
And he says, forgive me as.
Perdóname como.
And we hold grudges in our hearts,
y
and we hold things, and we cry out to God, oh God, forgive me. But that's
Señor,
not what he taught, and that's not what he asks.
Y eso es lo que él pide.
So, you know with what we've been going through the last several months, this is correction time, isn't it?
A través de los últimos, esto es tiempo de corrección,
I think he's putting us through the refiner's fire, and
it gets
a little hot under the collar. Right?
Correcto.
Okay. So that's one of those popping out words.
Esas son nuestras palabras que se brotaron. Que
forgive us our debts. Hey, that isn't that what Deuteronomy 15 was about?
¿No es esto de Deuteronomio 15? Perdónanos.
That was literal debts. That was physical debts. Now it's all kinds of debts.
Ahora son todo tipo de deuda.
As
¿cómo?
We forgive our debtors.
¿Perdonamos a otros?
What is it?
Yes.
Remember?
¿Recuerda? De como yo.
Be as me, do as I do.
Como yo hago.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Verse 14.
Versículo 14.
For. What's the next word? There's those small words.
Sí, ahí están esas palabras. ¿Cuál es la siguiente palabra? Sí.
Why does he say if?
¿Por qué dice sí?
Listen, brothers and sisters.
Escucha, hermano y hermana.
God's refining us.
Dios nos está refinando.
You say, I believe the doctrine, I believe this, and we got all this gobbledygook in our hearts and our lives.
O lo creemos con nuestros corazones.
And God said, oh no, not anymore.
Y Dios dice, no más.
Are you serious about being like me?
¿Estás serio acerca de ser como yo?
Then we got some house cleaning to do.
Entonces todavía tenemos un poquito de limpieza de casa que hacer.
Then we better do some self-examination.
Más vale que hagas una examinación propia.
They said, do I really want to be like him?
Y decimos, queremos ser realmente como él.
See, for years now,
por años ahora,
the Holy Spirit's
el Espíritu Santo me dijo,
when it comes to this trail of adoption,
cuando se trata de este camino de la adopción,
if you're interested in it,
en esta brecha, si usted está interesado,
if you want to hold
ello,
his hand and walk through him with us,
usted quiere sostenerse,
you want to walk through him to maturity,
quiere caminar a través de madurez,
this is no game.
Eso no es juego.
He's deadly serious about
él está
this.
Serio a muerte acerca de esto.
Okay, now verse 14
ahora,
says,
dice,
okay, be as me,
sé como yo,
do as I do,
haz como yo hago,
right?
Correcto.
Okay, if you forgive men their
si
trespasses,
perdonas a los hombres sus ofendas,
your heavenly Father will forgive you.
Su Padre Celestial lo perdonará.
Verse 15,
versículo 15,
if you forgive not men,
mas si no perdonáis a los hombres sus ofensas,
neither will your Father forgive you.
Tampoco vuestro Padre los perdonará vuestras ofensas.
You understand? Do.
Entiende usted, haga.
You remember what I did for you, and then
lo
you
que
do.
Hice por ti, entonces tú haces.
You remember.
¿Tú recuerdas?
You be as me.
Tú sé como
you
yo.
Do as I do.
Y haz como yo hago.
Do.
Haz.
Now you forgive.
Ahora tú perdona.
Now you release.
Ahora tú remite. Tú libre.
Okay.
Libera. ¿Está bien?
Serious.
Seriamente.
And he's very serious about these things.
Y él está muy serio acerca de estas cosas.
Okay. Now, no wonder you
no,
look at these things.
Usted mira estas cosas.
And Paul, who had this revelation,
Pablo, que tenía esta revelación,
could say in Ephesians chapter 4, verses
decir,
1 and 2. Let's go
4.
There.
Vamos ahí.
Okay, verse 1, chapter 4.
4:1.
Okay, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you.
Yo pues, preso en el Señor, os ruego.
You walk worthy of the vocation or the calling. Walk worthy of the calling that you are called.
Que andes como digno de la vocación con que fuisteis llamados.
This is being.
Esto es ser.
But it's doing.
Pero es haciendo.
It's walking.
Es caminando.
It's not just believing.
Es no tan solo creyendo.
It's what you do.
Es lo que usted hace.
With what you have.
Con lo que usted tiene.
It's what you do with what you are.
Es lo que usted hace con lo que usted es.
Okay.
Está bien.
You remember.
¿Usted recuerda?
I was a bondman.
Yo era un esclavo.
I needed salvation.
Yo necesitaba salvación.
Okay.
Está bien.
I have no room for spiritual pride.
no tengo espacio para orgullo espiritual.
You have no room for spiritual arrogance, brothers and sisters.
Tampoco arrogancia espiritual, no hay espacio para ello.
Spiritual arrogance points its finger at everybody else.
Arrogancia espiritual todo tiempo apunta su dedo
hacia
alguien más.
I have revelation and you don't. I
got it. Esto y tú no.
Okay, what did Brother Branham say?
¿Qué es lo que dijo el hermano Branham?
When the Pentecostals got the revelation of Jesus' name,
recibieron la revelación de Jesucristo,
they got all stuck up.
Se pusieron todos estacados.
And they said, I got it and you don't.
Y ellos dijeron, yo lo tengo y tú no lo tienes.
You're going to hell.
Tú te vas al infierno.
Brother Branham said the Spirit left him right there.
Dice el hermano Branham que el Espíritu en ese
momento lo dejó. The revelation was right.
La revelación estaba
Their
correcta.
Attitude was terrible,
la actitud era
and
terrible.
The Spirit left them.
Y el Espíritu los dejó.
It was the right revelation.
Tenían la revelación.
Yeah. Do you remember that quote?
¿Recuerda esa cita?
I've read it to you several times.
He leído usted muchas veces.
So here's Paul.
Pero aquí está Pablo.
Remembering.
Recordando.
Okay, so you walk with what?
¿Usted camina con qué?
Loneliness.
Humildad.
Is this loneliness?
Humildad.
Same as Jesus.
Then. Igual que Jesús.
Takes my yoke upon you, for I am meek
Toma
and lowly.
Toma yugo sobre ti,
right?
Porque yo soy
okay?
manso.
Come on. What is Jesus saying? Remember.
¿Qué Jesús está diciendo? Recuerda.
Be as me.
Sé como yo.
Do as I do.
Haz como yo hago.
It's everywhere, brothers, sisters.
Es todo, hermano.
Walk.
Está por todo lugar.
Okay, walk with lowliness.
Con toda humildad.
No spiritual arrogance.
No arrogancia espiritual.
Meekness.
Mansedumbre.
Long suffering.
Paciencia.
Forbearing one another in love.
Y soportándose los unos a los otros con el amor.
What is he saying? You don't hold anything against anybody
usted
for anything.
Usted no tiene nada o retiene nada en contra de alguien.
Okay. You have been forgiven.
Usted ha sido perdonado.
I released you.
Los
you
release. Ustedes libren.
You with me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
I released you.
Los
you
libré.
Release. I forgave you,
los
you forgive.
Ustedes son perdonados.
Right. That's why it says I have to be long-suffering
tengo que tener
and forbearing with my brothers
y
and my sisters.
Con mis hermanos
we'll
y mis
have
hermanas.
Patience because
tengo paciencia
God
porque,
has patience with us.
Porque Dios tiene paciencia con nosotros.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
With all lowliness and long-suffering.
Con toda humildad y mansedumbre.
All right. Another scripture.
Otra
Matthew 18.
Mateo 18.
Now,
ahora,
we know this is
sabemos que esto es
an amazing scripture and
una escritura
one's
tremenda.
The Lord brings to our minds when we're having trouble with somebody.
El Señor trae a nuestra mente cuando tenemos problemas.
Do I have to forgive this person again?
¿Tengo que perdonar a esta persona una vez más?
You're worrying my patience then.
Se están acabando con mi paciencia.
What if the Lord put that person there to wear your patience then?
¿Qué si el Señor puso esa persona a un lado de usted para probar su paciencia?
Yeah.
Sí.
So this, we're so human, see?
Somos tan humanos, ¿ve?
Now remember, God has taken us on a journey.
Dios nos está llevando a una jornada.
That we've said about Paul.
Que lo que hemos dicho acerca
he de brought him to a place
lo trajo a él a un lugar
where the things that came out of his mouth
que las cosas que salieron de la boca
okay.
de él, ¿está bien?
Were supernatural things.
Eran cosas supernaturales.
Yeah.
Sí.
Supernatural.
Supernatural.
And that has exactly where he has to take us. Out of the natural into the supernatural.
Tiene lo que él nos tiene que sacar, que llevar fuera de lo natural.
Okay, let's start.
Vamos a comenzar, Matthew.
With, Verse 21.
18-21.
Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him till seven times?
Entonces se acercó Pedro y le dijo, Señor, ¿cuántas veces perdonará mi hermano que peque contra mí?
Okay.
¿Hasta siete?
Yeah, and Jesus
says
unto him,
le dijo a él,
I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven.
No te digo hasta siete, sino aún hasta 70 veces siete.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Why?
¿Por qué?
That's exactly right.
Eso es exactamente correcto. ¿Por qué lo hace?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
It's exactly the way God is with you.
Es exactamente la manera que Dios es con
a little bit humbling there, isn't it?
Un poquito de humilde, ¿no es así?
See, ¿ve? Listen, brothers.
Escucha, hermano.
Say it out loud with me.
Dígalo
remember.
Conmigo, recuerda.
Be as me.
Sé como yo.
Do as I do.
Haz como yo hago.
I want you to keep these things
quiero
in front
que mantenga estas cosas.
Tell 70 times 7 because this is exactly what I do. So he tells a parable.
Habla una parábola.
Therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king which had taken accounts of his servants. Verse 23, 18:23.
Por lo cual el reino de los cielos es semejante a un rey que quiso hacer cuentas con sus siervos.
Okay, I wonder if that's now. I wonder if that's
si
what he's doing.
O me pregunto si eso es lo que está haciendo.
All right. Michelle, it's time to take an account of you.
Michelle,
the books are open.
Tiempo de hacer cuentas contigo.
What does the scripture say? If we judge ourselves now, we won't be judged. Right?
Si nos juzgamos nosotros.
We're in the sinless one who's been judged.
Porque no somos okay. Juzgados ahora porque estamos en el que no tuvo pecado.
Okay, and when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him that owed him 10,000 talents.
Y comenzando a hacer cuentas, le fue presentado uno que le debía 10,000 talentos.
Lord, what do I owe you?
¿Qué te debo, Señor?
What do I owe him?
¿Qué le debo?
I owed a debt I could not pay.
Yo debía una deuda que no podía pagar. Sí.
For as much as he had not to pay, the Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children and all that he had in payment to be made.
Y este, como no pudo pagar, ordenó a su señor venderle, y a su mujer e hijos y todo lo que tenéis, para que se le pagase la deuda.
Now,
ahora,
there's coming a judgment.
Ahí viene un juicio.
Now, Brother Branham says, Brother when there's no mercy left, this is what
hermano,
it'll be.
Branham dice, cuando ya no hay right? misericordia, esto es como va a ser.
Okay, and the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have what?
Entonces aquel siervo postrado le suplicó, diciendo, Señor, ten qué?
Question for you.
Pregunta para usted.
Have you ever prayed that?
¿Ha usted orado eso?
Oh Lord, I need. Oh. Would you be patient with me, please?
Señor, ¿serías paciente conmigo, por
and
favor?
You turn around and bite the head off of the person next to you.
Usted se voltea y le yeah. corta la cabeza a la persona que está a un lado de usted.
Does God prick your conscience?
¿Le ha tocado su conciencia, Señor?
When you do that.
¿Usted hace eso?
If you have the Holy Spirit, you will.
Si usted tiene el Espíritu Santo, usted será consternado.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Lord, have patience with me.
Señor, ten paciencia conmigo.
Lord, have patience with me.
Señor, ten paciencia conmigo.
Okay, then the Lord of that servant was moved with what?
Y el Señor de aquel siervo fue movido con qué?
And loosed him.
Misericordia, y le soltó.
And forgave him of his debt.
Y le perdonó la deuda.
I released you.
Te solté.
You release others.
Tú suelta a otros. Perdona a otros.
Come on, one more time. Remember.
Fíjense, una vez más. ¿Recuerda?
Be as me.
Sé como yo. Yo.
Do as
y
I
haz
do.
Como yo hago.
Verse 28.
Versículo 28.
And the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence, and he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat. Oh, really? Now, God, we would never do anything like that.
Yeah.
Pay me what you owe.
Págame lo que me debes.
But we do.
Pero lo hacemos.
Not in those terms and not in those words.
No en esos términos o en esas palabras.
But we have resentment and
pero
anger and we get upset.
Y enojo y nos enojamos.
Because with somebody right
porque
after we say, Lord, have patience with me.
Sorry.
Right after we say, Lord, have patience with me.
Después de que dijimos, ten paciencia conmigo, Señor.
We lose our patience with others.
Perdemos nuestra paciencia con otros.
Well, they should know better.
Ellos deberían saber mejor.
And the fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, read it out loud with me. Have patience. Come on, read it out loud. Have patience with me.
Entonces,
the same thing he just cried out to the Lord for.
Le rogaba diciendo, ten paciencia conmigo. La misma cosa que él había pasado con el Señor.
So when you just cry out to the Lord, God, have patience.
Señor, ten paciencia.
And you lose your patience.
Y usted pierde su paciencia.
You're in trouble.
Usted está en problemas.
Just telling you.
Tan solo le estoy diciendo.
You don't make Papa God happy.
No hace a Papa Dios feliz.
You with me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
Okay. Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And
ten paciencia
he would
conmigo, y yo te lo pagaré todo.
Not. But went and cast him into prison to
pay. No quiso, sino fue y le echó en la cárcel hasta que le pagase la deuda.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
How do you put somebody in prison?
¿Cómo se pone alguien en prisión?
By your unforgiveness.
Por causa de que usted no perdona.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
You hold them in a position of distance from you.
Los sostiene en una posición a distancia de usted.
Where they can't come near you.
Donde no pueden acercarse a usted.
And you can't come near them.
Usted no puede acercarse a él.
And there's an imprisonment.
Y hay una emprisionamiento.
Of the very thing that you just asked God, have
patience
with me.
De la misma cosa que usted ya le pidió a Dios, ten paciencia conmigo.
Papa God isn't happy.
Papa Dios no está feliz.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Verse 31.
Versículo 31.
So when the fellow servants saw him what was done, then they were very sorry and came and told the Lord all that was done.
Vieron sus consiervos lo que pasaba, se entristecieron mucho y fueron y refirieron al Señor todo lo que había pasado.
All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Remember, Brother Branham talking about that?
Todo el tiempo, los ángeles mirándome a mí. Recuerdo que mi hermano Branham decía.
Verse
32.
And the Lord and his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O you what?
Entonces llamado el Señor le dijo.
Why was he wicked? I forgave
malvado.
You.
Porque él era
and
malvado.
You didn't forgive me.
De aquella deuda te
perdoné. What did we read in Matthew 6?
¿Qué leímos en Mateo 6?
Forgive my debts as.
Perdona mis deudas así como.
As. Why does that
¿cómo?
Have to
be? ¿Por qué dice esa palabra como?
Why does it have to be there?
Porque
the Lord wants it there.
Porque el Señor lo quería ahí.
As is a very important word
¿cómo?
There.
Es una palabra importante ahí.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
You wicked. Servant,
siervo malvado.
I forgave you all that debt because you desires me.
Toda aquella deuda te perdoné porque me rogaste.
Look at this.
Mira esto.
Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?
¿No debías tú también tener misericordia de consiervo como yo tuve misericordia de ti?
Read it out loud with me, brothers.
Léelo conmigo, hermano.
Remember.
Recuerda.
Say it out loud. Be as me,
sé como yo,
do as I do.
Haz como yo hago.
Is this in the Old Testament?
¿Es está esto en el Viejo Testamento?
Is it in the New Testament?
¿Está en el Nuevo Testamento?
Mm-hmm.
Así es.
Papa God, was he happy?
Papá Dios, ¿estaba feliz?
Called him wicked.
Le llamó malvado.
You really messed up.
Realmente lo echaste a perder.
Remember in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 15.
Viejo Testamento, Deuteronomio 15.
It was blessing.
Era bendición.
And cursing, wasn't it?
Y bendición, ¿no es así?
Yeah.
Sí.
So here's the same thing, brothers and sisters.
Aquí está la misma cosa, hermano y hermana.
You forgive and you'll be blessed.
Usted perdona y usted será bendecido.
Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be faced with something in life.
Enfrentar con
where you are going to be forced into a position
donde usted va a ser forzado hacia posición
to forgive
en una posición para perdonar
who never asked for it.
Que nunca pidieron.
Right?
Correcto.
We've all been there, haven't we?
¿Dónde hemos estado ahí, no es así?
Do you have to forgive somebody if they don't ask for forgiveness?
¿Tiene usted que perdonar a alguien el que no piden perdón?
Remember?
¿Recuerda?
Be as me.
Sé como yo.
Do as
haz
I
como
do.
Yo hago.
I don't care if they ask for forgiveness.
No me importa
you
si ellos no piden perdón.
Because
usted
you are
perdona
forgiven.
Porque usted ha sido perdonado.
Right?
Correcto?
Amen. You do as I do.
Tú haz como yo hago.
Verse 34.
Versículo 34.
And his Lord was wroth and delivered him unto what?
Entonces el Señor enojado le entregó a los qué?
Tormentors.
A los verdugos.
Till he should pay
hasta que pagase
all that was due unto
todo
him.
Lo que le debía.
Listen, brothers.
Escucha, hermano y hermano.
I see this.
Yo miro esto.
I see people delivered to tormentors because of what they hold in their heart.
Yo he mirado gente dados a verdugos porque no podían pagar lo que
there
tenían.
Are people that hold grudges and resentment for decades and they're still in prison.
Y aún están en prisión.
And they're still tormented.
Y todavía son atormentados.
Right?
Este tipo de gente, ¿correcto?
It might be a pastor, it might be somebody, but I don't care what anybody did to you, you forgive.
Cualquier cosa que es una persona le debo, usted perdone.
Because you will be bound in chains.
Porque usted será atado en cadenas.
Okay. Now listen to
ahora escuche.
Me. You're the one chained. They don't know anything about it. They could
usted
care
es el que
less.
Cambio. Ellos no les importa.
Why do you do this to yourself?
¿Por qué hace esto usted mismo?
Don't do it.
No lo haga.
These things
estas cosas
in the scripture
en la escritura
are life and death.
Son vida y
they're
muerte.
Not just nice suggestions.
No son tan solo unas bonitas sugestiones.
It's an expectation and it's a commandment of your God and your Father.
Y su padre.
And how many people have you seen around you that are still in torment?
Usted que todavía están en tormento.
And they say, pray for me.
Ellos dicen, ora por mí.
Listen to me.
Escúchame.
You just don't go lay hands on everybody and pray. You could
usted,
be in more trouble. Brother Branham
no
tells you this.
Y pone sus manos sobre un enfermo y ora.
Okay, he
no.
says those devils
dice,
have every right to stay on a person.
Para mantenerse en una persona.
You with me?
¿Esto está conmigo?
Until God fixes their heart.
Así que Dios componga sus corazones.
So you be careful how you pray and what you pray for.
Tenga usted cuidado con cómo ora y por quién ora.
Okay,
¿está bien?
Because the Lord is angry.
Porque el Señor
We love Jesus. He never gets angry. Oh, yes, he does.
Porque el Señor se enoja. Oh, amamos a esto.
Mm-hmm.
Jesús no se enoja. Oh, claro que se enoja.
Remember, there's coming a day.
Recuerda, viene un día.
The sixth seal.
El sexto sello.
It's coming soon, isn't it?
Ya viene muy pronto, ¿no es así?
And what are they going to say? Hide us from the what?
¿Y qué ellos van a decir? Escóndenos de qué? De la ira de Dios.
Yeah.
Sí.
Again, verse 34.
Una vez más, versículo 34.
And his Lord was wroth.
Entonces, Señor,
and delivered him unto what? Tormentors.
Le entregó a los verdugos.
Till he should pay all that was due unto
todo
him.
Lo que le debía.
Okay. You forgive.
Usted perdone.
You remember?
¿Usted recuerda?
You be as your father.
Usted sea como su padre.
You do as he does.
Y usted hace como él hace. Punto.
Verse 35, read it out loud with
versículo
me, everybody.
35, léalo conmigo.
So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also to you if what?
If
what are the next few words? From your heart. Forgive not. It's not a mental exercise. It's, oh,
no,
I got to.
Mental, oh, tengo
it's
que,
something has to be settled inside
que
here.
Ser, ahí en el corazón de usted,
until it's settled inside here, you're going
ahí,
through the practice.
En su corazón, mientras está pasando
but you
de
stay
la práctica,
before your God.
Pero usted se mantiene
and you stay
Dios, y se
on your knees
en sus rodillas,
until this is settled here and you feel a release.
En su corazón,
okay.
Siente una libertad,
no more resentment, no more anger.
No más enojo, no más resentimiento en el corazón.
Well, they never asked for forgiveness.
Bueno, ellos nunca pidieron perdón.
So what?
Perdón. So qué? ¿Y qué?
So what?
¿Y qué?
What did you? What did? How did Jesus ask you to pray?
¿Cómo le pidió Jesús que usted orara? ¿Eh?
And forgive me.
Y perdóname
my debts.
Mis deudas.
As.
¿Cómo?
As.
¿Cómo?
As.
¿Cómo?
I forgive.
Yo, perdóname.
You will be forgiven.
Usted será perdonado.
As.
¿Cómo?
You.
¿Cómo usted?
Forgive.
Perdona.
You with me?
¿Esto está conmigo?
Hey, listen.
Escuche.
Hallelujah, I'm right, I believe the doctrine. No, no, he's coming
eso,
down to a place.
No, está llegando a un lugar.
Where he says,
donde dice,
remember,
recuerda,
say it out loud. Remember,
recuerda,
be as me,
como yo,
do as I do.
Haz como yo hago.
Yeah.
Sí.
Oh, I want to be like him. Oh, do
pero
you really?
Quiero ser como
and
él.
Hold all that garbage in your heart
y,
and resentment and anger.
Tiene toda esa basura en su corazón,
and you're in torment and don't know it.
Usted está atormentado y no lo sabe.
How many people do you know in torment?
¿Cuánta gente usted conoce
message
en tormento?
Believers.
Creyentes del mensaje.
They're tormented and don't
están
know
atormentados
it.
Y no lo saben. ¿Por qué?
Look at what they're holding in their hearts.
Mira
anger,
lo que están
resentment, bitterness.
Amargura,
never have forgiven
enojo,
people.
Nunca perdonando a la gente.
that, why don't the Lord open their eyes? Pray
for them. ¿Por qué no el Señor abre sus ojos? Oro por ellos.
Yeah.
Sí.
Okay. Another scripture.
Otra escritura.
Okay, last week we were looking at one aspect of Deuteronomy 15.
La semana pasada estábamos mirando un aspecto de Deuteronomio 15.
Reflecting the Father's attribute.
Los atributos del Padre.
And that was giving.
Y eso era dador.
Being a giver as the Father is giver.
Ese, un dador así como el Padre es dador.
Give release.
De remisión.
Give forgiveness.
De perdón.
Even as your Father has
aún
forgiven you.
Como su Padre lo ha perdonado.
So,
entonces,
I want to look a little more here.
Un poquito más aquí.
Let's go to John 13.
Vamos a Juan 13.
You know, ¿sabe? Truly, brothers and sisters,
verdaderamente, hermanos y hermanas,
do you realize where he's having us?
Usted,
I keep telling you,
lo que él nos está
for you
diciendo,
to say the things that Paul said
y decir las cosas
and mean them in your heart,
y realmente los quiero decir de corazón,
you're going to have to go transcend from the natural
usted tiene
to the supernatural.
Que ir trascender de lo natural a lo supernatural.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
This is natural. This is what, oh, I'll do it, I'll fix it. No.
Esto es natural, oh, this lo voy a hacer, lo compongo. No.
This is you realizing
es usted dándose
the
cuenta.
Lord pours his energy into you, his
el
spirit
Señor
into
derrama
you.
Su energía, su espíritu
it's
en
God
usted.
That works in you
y
to
Dios
will
el que
and
trabaja
to
en usted la voluntad
okay.
Y el hacer.
And remember.
Recuerde.
Okay. John 13.
Juan 13.
Hang on, I gotta get myself there. Let's go to verse 31.
Versículo 31.
Here is the Son of Man.
Aquí está el Hijo del Hombre.
And he's laying himself here.
Y él se está poniendo él mismo allí.
Okay.
Está bien.
He's laying himself before the people.
Delante de la gente.
And before the Father.
Y delante del Padre.
Here I am.
Aquí estoy.
And he's saying, this is time.
Es el tiempo
for the Son of Man to be glorified.
Antes que el Hijo del Hombre sea glorificado.
And God is glorified in him.
Dios es glorificado en él.
How is God glorified in his Son?
¿Cómo era Dios glorificado en su Hijo?
I come to do thy will, O God.
Vengo a hacer tu voluntad, oh Dios.
In the which will we are perfected.
Y en
right?
Ellos somos perfeccionados.
How is the Father glorified?
¿Cómo era el Padre glorificado?
When the Son lays down his life to the will of the Father.
Cuando el Hijo da su voluntad a la voluntad del Padre, su
okay.
Vida. ¿Está bien?
And he came to his own.
Y él llegó a él mismo.
And they received him so happily
él vino a los
and
suyos,
so gratefully.
Y los suyos lo recibieron muy feliz, gozosos.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You understand?
¿Entiende usted?
Brothers, the more I look into the scriptures,
hermanos,
the more I see.
Lo más que miro la escritura, lo más que yo veo.
How spiritually sick we are.
Que tan espiritualmente enfermos estamos.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
We have built, I've told you this for months now.
Les dije esto por meses.
Is God looking over the message churches and weeping over them?
¿Está Dios mirando sobre las iglesias del mensaje y llorando sobre ellas, clamando?
We're building churches around men.
Estamos edificando iglesias alrededor de hombres,
ministros,
en lugar del Señor Jesucristo.
We make pedestals.
Hacemos pedestales.
Oh, how we love to exalt men.
Oh, cómo amamos el exaltar al hombre.
Oh, the great such and such.
Oh,
the great
so and grande, so. Tal y tal.
Oh, he's coming to visit.
Oh, él ya va a venir a visitarnos.
And I look at all of these things in here. Where
cosas.
Does this fit?
Y digo, ¿dónde esto entra?
How
¿dónde
does,
esto queda?
Isn't there some strange dichotomy going on?
¿Hay una
here?
Extraña economía aconteciendo?
God correct us.
Dios corrígenos.
Verse 32.
Versículo 32.
If God be glorified him, God shall also glorify him in sí. Himself.
Si Dios es glorificado en él, Dios también le glorificará en sí mismo.
Okay. And straightway glorify him.
Y enseguida le glorificará.
Now, you would not think of yourself glorified going to the cross.
Usted no piensa usted glorificado yendo hacia la cruz.
God's going to straightway glorify him. Right? God is going to glorify his son.
Dios va a glorificar a su hijo.
As he leads him to Calvary and becomes
conforme
a lamb.
Lo lleva al Calvario.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Then he turns to us, he turns to you, and here is Jesus, and he's speaking directly to you this morning.
Directamente a usted
en and he says to you,
le dice a usted,
little child,
pequeño hijito,
because that's what we are.
Porque eso es lo que somos.
A little while and I'm with you.
Aún estaré con vosotros un poco, 33.
And you shall seek me.
Me buscaréis.
And as I said unto the Jews,
pero como dije a los judíos,
whether I go, you cannot come. Now I say to you,
yo voy, ustedes no pueden venir. Ahora les digo a ustedes,
think of what was in his heart.
Piense usted acerca de lo que estaba en el corazón de él.
Talking to the ones he loved, knew he
hablando,
would be separated.
Hablando a los que él amaba, sabiendo que estaban separados.
Knowing what they would do to him.
Sabiendo lo que ellos le iban a hacer.
Knowing that they would leave him.
Sabiendo que ellos lo iban a abandonar.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Right? He knew that sí. They would leave him.
Él sabía que ellos estaban yendo.
What did Brother Branham say? He died of what?
¿Qué es lo que dice el hermano Branham? ¿Que él está muriendo de qué?
Okay.
De un corazón roto.
Now you're talking to people who you know are going to break your heart.
Usted está hablando a gente que usted sabe que ellos le van a romper el corazón a usted.
Are you with me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
You're just talking to you, to people
usted,
who are going to hurt
gente
you.
Que lo van a lastimar.
And he's telling you,
y le está diciendo,
in your relationships with people that you know you're going to be hurt by,
en su relación con gente con la cual usted sabe que va a ser
love one another.
Que se amen los unos a los otros.
Here it is again. What's that second? What's that next word?
¿Cuál es la siguiente palabra?
As.
¿Cómo?
Okay. As.
¿Cómo?
What did I write here?
Be
as.
Sé como.
Say it out loud. Remember.
Sí, dígalo conmigo.
Be as me.
Sé como
do
yo.
Do as I do.
Haz como yo hago.
A new 34. Commandment I give unto you.
Un mandamiento nuevo os doy.
That you love one another.
Que os améis a vosotros como.
I have loved you.
Como yo os he amado.
That you love one another.
Y también os améis unos a otros.
How did he love me?
Como él me amó.
He died for me.
Él murió por mí.
How much did he give me?
¿Cuánto él me dio?
How much patience did he give me?
¿Cuánta paciencia
How much forgiveness did he give me?
¿Cuánto perdón él me dio?
How much love did he give me?
¿Cuánto amor él me dio?
Huh?
¿Eh?
I look around you.
Mira alrededor de usted.
Givers.
Dadores.
We're all living in... Come on,
todos
brothers and sisters, I'm going to hit hard here. We're Laodiceans.
Somos Laodiceos.
And we're all living in our own little clusters in our own little worlds.
Pequeños clusters, en los pequeños mundos.
Josh, what do I know about you? Hardly anything.
Que,
I love you. But I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Te amo, pero no te conozco.
Josh, how busy are you during the week?
¿Qué tan,
he can hardly keep it going, can you?
Atrás de la semana.
Do you like
Joshua?
It?
¿Te gusta?
Do you?
¿Usted?
Do you like the way Laodicea? Great. Do you?
¿Le gusta la manera que Laodicea es?
Okay.
¿Eh?
And yet he's telling you to say, I want you to go, and I want you to be a giver of my love, of my forgiveness. I want you to give that to that like I just gave you and I gave everything. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, when it comes to marriage, he says the same thing. But I want you to notice something here.
Pero quiero que se dé cuenta algo aquí. Efesios 5.
Okay. Ephesians 5.
Efesios 5.
Verse 25.
Versículo 25.
Okay. Husbands.
Maridos.
Husbands.
Maridos.
Love your wives.
Amar a vuestras mujeres, a sus esposas.
What's the next two words?
¿Cuáles son las siguientes dos palabras?
Even as
Así how. Como.
As Christ loved the church,
Cristo amó la iglesia,
and did what?
Y hizo qué?
Okay.
Y se entregó a sí mismo.
Yeah.
Por ella. Ahora.
Here's the two things.
Aquí están las dos cosas.
What I have done.
Lo que he hecho.
Marriage prep first. All those everybody I've married, I won't marry them until I do.
Preparaciones de matrimonio a todos los que yo he casado.
And every single person,
y cada persona,
this is the first verse I bring to the husband.
La primera, este es el primer versículo que le traigo al esposo.
I said, do you know what this tells you as a husband? Huh? What does this verse tell you as a husband?
¿Qué este versículo le dice a usted como esposo, Alfred?
Huh? How are you supposed to love Mary?
¿Cómo se supone que tienes que amar a tu esposa?
Well, sometimes, you know, if she does what, you know, no.
Algunas veces, ¿sabes? Ella hace,
no.
No.
You love her like in the same way exactly as he loved you.
De la misma manera, exactamente como.
And what's the next? What's the last words?
Las últimas palabras.
Gave himself.
Y se entregó a sí mismo.
Men.
Hombres.
Okay.
Está bien.
I say, oh, I love my wife.
Oh.
I love my wife.
Yo amo a mi esposa.
My wife.
Mi esposa, mi
okay.
Vida.
But what's the next phrase?
La siguiente frase.
Gave himself for her.
Dense ustedes mismos por ella.
How did Jesus give himself for you?
¿Cómo Jesús se dio por usted?
How did he?
¿Cómo lo hizo?
Now, that's ahora, what I want you to do.
Eso es lo que yo quiero que tú hagas.
Just like I gave myself,
así como
you
yo
give yourself.
A mí mismo, tú date
that means
mismo.
You have to die to yourself.
Eso quiere decir que usted tiene que morir a usted mismo.
Come on.
Piense.
You die to your will.
Usted muere a su voluntad.
To give yourself to somebody else.
Para darse usted mismo a alguien más.
It doesn't say if they deserve it or if they...
No dice que si ella lo merece.
No, you
si
do
merece.
That.
No, usted hace eso.
So here.
Aquí.
Listen.
Escucha.
I have told the men, I have no other scripture.
Que no,
that
no
consumes my life.
Que consume mi vida. No hay otra escritura que consume mi
tell
vida.
Me this word of God does not consume you.
Dígame que esta palabra de Dios no lo consume.
How, if I take it seriously,
si lo tomo seriamente,
that I have to, that he is expecting
que él está esperando
me to,
que
that he's telling me to,
que él me está diciendo
that he's
que
commanding me
que
to,
él me está mandando el hacer,
to love like
como
he loves me.
Como él me amó.
And gave himself for
y
me.
Y se dio él mismo por mí.
Now that puts all self away.
Ahora eso pone todo
self-interest,
lo propio de uno,
self-protection, self-preservation, interés, self-everything.
Reservación propia.
And you give yourself
de
for the sake of others.
Y se da usted mismo por
and
el
now,
beneficio de otros. Y ahora,
here,
aquí,
he's saying the same thing to the body of Christ.
La misma cosa al cuerpo
de we're
Cristo.
All in the same boat.
Todos
so we all have
bote.
A consuming scripture.
Todos tenemos esta escritura que nos
and
consume.
He's telling every one
y
of us,
está diciendo a cada uno de
okay,
nosotros, ¿está bien?
Love.
Amen.
How?
¿Cómo?
Love your brothers and sisters.
Ama a tu hermano
how?
Y a tu hermano. ¿Cómo?
How did he give? How did he do it?
¿Cómo lo hizo?
Oh, he loved me. No, that's oh. So shallow. That's so
él,
deep. No,
él,
how did
él,
he love
él,
me?
Amo, no, eso es, no es tan profundo.
No, how does he love you today?
No, ¿cómo lo ama? ¿Cómo
how
lo
has
ama
he
ahora?
Forgiven you?
500
times.
500 veces.
Do you need an intercessor?
¿Necesito un intercesor?
Mm. How does he love you today?
¿Cómo él lo ama usted hoy?
Oh, God, have patience with me.
Oh, Señor, ten paciencia conmigo.
I lose patience with other people around.
Yo pierdo paciencia con otros alrededor.
You love
usted ama
as
como
I have loved you.
Yo te he amado.
And I have given everything.
Y he dado todo.
I have given every ounce of my life.
He dado cada
I have given my emotions. I have given my energy. I have given everything that I
he
got
dado todo lo que yo tengo.
To every last drop of
hasta
blood. That's
la,
what I have given.
Última.
And don't you forget, you always
no,
remember
tú todo el tiempo recuerda
how I have loved you.
Oh,
remember how I forgave you.
Recuerda cómo te
remember how I have redeemed you.
Recuerda cómo te redimí.
You remember.
Tú recuerdas.
And don't you ever forget.
Nunca te olvides.
And then you be as me.
Entonces tú sé como yo.
Then you
y
do
as
I
como yo
do.
Hago.
And if you do, you will be blessed.
Y si tú
and
lo
if
haces,
you don't,
tú serás
you will
maldecido.
Be cursed.
Y si no, entonces serás maldecido.
We'll quit there today.
Vamos a parar hoy.
You want that adoption walk still, Brother Paul?
¿Usted quiere esa adopción aún, Pablo?
You want to be like Jesus still?
¿Quiere ser como Jesús?
It's going to take some death.
Va a tomar algo de deuda.
Oh, we're way too alive.
Espérate, estás vivo.
And you know what? You go to your reason. Oh, I have every right to feel this way.
Oh, because antes de soltarlo. Oh, yo tengo un derecho de estar de esta manera.
Not until you, not no. If you go before that all-consuming
no,
scripture.
Usted va delante de ello y esto lo consume a usted.
When God is telling you
cuando Dios le está diciendo
that you be as me,
que tú seas como yo,
because you remember what I did for you.
Porque tú recuerdas como
now
lo
you
que
do
yo
the same
ti.
Thing.
Ahora tú haz la misma
you,
cosa.
Okay, so I'm going to add the
so,
next one on here,
añadir
which
la siguiente.
Is do as I do,
haz como
love
ama,
as
como,
I
como yo
love.
Amo.
It's all through the scripture, bro.
Es todo está en escritura, hermano.
Say it out loud with me.
Díganlo.
Remember.
Conmigo. Recuerda.
Be as me.
Sé como yo.
Do as I do.
Haz como yo hago.
Love as I love.
Ama como yo amo.
Yeah. Sí. You still want to be like Jesus?
¿También quieres ser como Jesús?
A little bit of pressure there.
Un poquito de presión ahí.
Yeah, bring it on, Lord.
Sí, tráelo, Señor.
It's time to clean this up.
Es tiempo para limpiarnos.
You really want to be like him.
Realmente usted quiere
to
ser como él.
To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth I long to be. Look at Karen. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask to be like you. Sing it again. To be, would you stand with me?
¿Se pararían conmigo?
Sisters, when we started this morning,
hermanos y hermanas, cuando comenzamos en esta mañana,
okay,
está bien.
If you tell the Lord, si usted, if you speak to the Holy Spirit,
le dice al Señor, si usted le habla al Espíritu Santo,
and you tell him,
le podría usted decir,
I'm content with what I got.
Estoy satisfecho con lo que tengo.
He'll say, okay.
Él va a decir, está bien.
I'll leave you alone.
Te voy a dejar solo.
If you tell him,
si usted le dice,
I don't need more.
No necesito más.
He says that I don't have any more for you.
Entonces él va a decir, yo no tengo nada más para ti.
Listen, escuche. This is a deadly serious truth.
Esta es una verdadera y seria verdad.
Have you ever met
a Catholic
who was very satisfied being a Catholic?
Está muy satisfecho con ser católico.
Who received one more thing?
Que no recibe una cosa más.
Have you?
¿Ha usted conocido?
Have you ever received? Seen a Baptist that's happy to be a Baptist that's received any more than that?
Que ha recibido más que eso, un bautista.
You say, leave me alone, God. He will. He will.
Te dice, déjame solo, Señor. Él lo hará.
I'm begging you this morning, you don't say that.
A esta mañana usted
young people, listen to me.
Gente joven, escúchame.
I need the Lord more than I ever have in my life. And I'm 73. Don't you tell the Lord you don't need him.
73. No le digo usted que usted no lo necesita.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Listen.
Escuche.
He's calling you.
Él está llamando.
And there's somebody where these words will be fulfilled in their lives.
Alguien, estas palabras van a ser cumplidas en las vidas de ellos.
Somebody's going to say, that's for me.
Decir, eso es para mí.
Okay. It's him that works in you.
Porque es él
to will
en usted la voluntad
and to do.
Y el hacer.
And he will do it.
Y él lo hará.
Because it's his word.
Porque es su palabra.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
I redeemed you.
Te redimí.
I released.
Te solté.
You release.
Usted solté.
I forgave you.
Te he perdonado.
You forgive.
Tú perdona.
Right?
¿Correcto?
Yeah, I had patience on you.
He tenido paciencia.
You have patience on them.
Usted tenga paciencia.
I loved you.
Yo te he amado.
You love.
Usted ama.
Not differently.
No diferentemente.
With exactly the same love.
Exactamente el mismo
the same
amor.
Sacrificial
el
love.
Mismo amor sacrificial.
The same dying love.
Del mismo amor que
okay.
Está muriendo.
That's it. That's what I want for you.
Eso es lo que yo quiero para ti.
I pray that you take these things very seriously.
Yo oro que usted tome estas cosas muy seriamente.
Amen. Would you pray? Want to ask for prayer? Anybody else like prayer this morning? I would. I have never honestly felt more needy in my life. I feel so lacking, you wouldn't believe it. I have never felt more of a need for my God and my Lord. I'm desperate because I want this word fulfilled in me. I'm going to pray for Brother Juan. If you would like prayer, come on up and I lift up my brother who's asking for prayer. Lord, you hear his heart right now. You hear and you see and you know. And I, Father, we lift ourselves up and say, God, we lay our lives down at the foot of your cross. God, have mercy on me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Please, Father, bring these things to my remembrance. Remember, remember you were a bondman. Remember I forgave you. Oh, God. We're desperate for you, so I lift up my brother with all expectation. You are the fulfiller of your word, Lord. And I know you will answer for him. For my sister Patricia, Lord, Father, her needs. And I know right now she's crying for her children, Lord. And oh, God, help her to be that light. Oh, Lord Jesus, yes. Lord, my heart is so burdened for Elizabeth right now. She's being called by the folly of this world. Oh, God, please. Please call her back. Save her, Lord Jesus. For Beatty, for Juan Carlos, for Edwin, for all of them, Lord. Oh, God. Lift up my dear sister and her burdens and her health and everything she's carrying there, too. Answer, Lord. Please answer. I ask in Jesus' name. Anybody else want to pray? From earth to glory, I only ask to be. Please, brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask you, okay? I want you to remember these things. Because they're scriptural.
Pues son escriturales.
You take them all through the Old and New Testament. Usted I want you to say them again. Remember.
Recuerda.
Say it out loud.
Dígalo
remember.
Conmigo. Recuerda.
Be as me.
Sé como yo.
Do as
haz
I
como
do.
Yo hago.
Love as
y ama,
I
como yo amo.
Okay. It's not a choice.
No es una escogencia.
You'll be blessed if you do.
Usted será bendecido si lo hace.
You will be delivered to tormentors if you don't.
Usted será entregado a verdugos si no lo hace.
Yeah.
Sí.
Yeah.
Amen.
Consuming. Versus.
Consuming.
You love like.
Amor. Como.
Like I did.
Como yo lo hago. Como lo hice.
Be as me.
Sé como yo.
You do as I do.
Y haz como yo hago.
We commit ourselves into your hands.
Nos ponemos en tus manos, Padre.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.